News Talk 1620 WTAW. Joining us in the studio this afternoon is Lieutenant Craig Anderson from the College Station Police Department. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, doing great.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, I know you guys are always concerned about making sure people protect their identities and make sure documents and things like that are safe. So I know you guys have an event pertaining to that. Tell us about what's going on.
Yeah, so on May 15th, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., we're going to have what's called a shredding party at Sam's Club right on the bypass here in College Station. The purpose of it is that many times people have documents that they need shredding, but at the same time, they're sensitive documents, and they just can't throw them in a dumpster or anything like that, and they need to be shredded in order to help protect their identity.
What sort of documents normally would you see come through in something like this? If people are trying to go through their paperwork and they're thinking, okay, what exactly is a good idea for me to bring to something like this? What would you be looking for?
Any financial documents that may be old or anything with social security numbers or credit card numbers, anything like that, that you know if it gets out into the public, somebody can steal your identity, go and open up all types of accounts and things like that.
And when is this again?
This is going to be on May 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And is it just a come-and-go, swing through? Is it kind of a drive-through thing? How does the process work?
We're going to have a truck. It comes up from Houston, and it's going to be a large truck, so bring as many documents as you want, and you can come and you park, and then you bring your documents up, and we put it through a machine, and it shreds into a really fine paper where nobody can read it.
And just kind of a question that popped into my head: what happens with that shred, what's left over? Do they do something with it? Is it recycled? What happens?
Yes, sir. It's taken down to Houston, and they take it and they burn it up. And I mean, it's just gone forever. I mean, once it's shredded up, that's it. So you don't have to worry about it going into anybody else's hands or anything like that.
How can, obviously, other than just the documents that we have around the house, there have got to be ways that we can be mindful and try to protect ourselves from something as serious as identity theft. What are some tips that you can offer?
Yes, so the main thing is, and we see a lot of scams that come through the internet and stuff like that. So let's say you're on the internet and you're trying to buy something. Make sure that it's a legitimate site. You have sometimes where you're on a site, but then you have another false site behind there. So you put in sensitive information, somebody else gets it, and next thing you know, you got 15 credit cards in your name and somebody's charging things on your account. So you have to be very careful about that. Another thing too is that sometimes people leave sensitive documents in their cars and they leave it out in the open. So if your car happened to become burglarized, they take your sensitive information and they're going shopping around town. They may take your credit card, your social security number, your date of birth, things like that. So you want to make sure you don't leave those things out in the open. You know, if you come into your mailbox or something like that, make sure you send it to a P.O. box or get it out as soon as you can, because sometimes people will go to different person's mailboxes in neighborhoods and try to take sensitive information.
And it would seem that that people don't realize sometimes just how quickly that can be used against them, because I mean, we're living in a day when purchases, as you pointed out, can be made on the internet literally in the blink of an eye.
That's
and
right.
You could have thousands of dollars charged to your personal credit before you even know what's going on, right?
Exactly. And you won't really know about it until a statement comes in a month later and you look and say, well, I never applied for this, and what happened was you was on a site that is legitimate, but there was a false site behind that, or maybe you was out and threw something in a dumpster and you didn't realize it was sensitive information. Somebody came up behind you, went into the dumpster, and they found it, and next thing you know, they're charging things on your name.
At least I know things have changed a little bit since I was in college, but I know when I was in college at A&M, I mean, it was everything revolved around your social security number.
That's right.
At least that's changed a little bit, but I would think even being in a college town, the still college students, in fact, we had Officer Seaton on just today talking about how college students just tend to leave things out. They tend to be trusting.
Right.
I mean, so especially in a college town, is that another segment of the audience that you're trying to reach as far as sensitive documentation?
Definitely, because, you know, you have a lot of places where people take a laptop to you to have Wi-Fi there, so you're sitting there, you're surfing the internet, and you never know who's behind you watching what you're doing. So if you're on a site that's not secure and you're giving out information that's sensitive about yourself, or if you're around town and you're leaving paper spread in your car, somebody burglarized your vehicle, or a lot of times people just leave the doors unlocked and people go around and they just check the doors unlocked and they go in there and getting all your school information, all your sensitive documents, and before you know it, your credit is bad and you're still in college trying to establish yourself, you know, before you go out and get a job in the community.
All right, very good. Lieutenant Anderson, tell us again when that shredding party is.
The shredding party is going to be on May 15th. It's going to be at Sam's Club right on the bypass. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we encourage everybody, please come out, bring your sensitive documents, and all the things you don't need, please have them shredded, because that helps to protect against identity theft.
All right, Lieutenant Craig Anderson from the College Station Police Department, thanks for stopping by today.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Lieutenant Craig Anderson with the College Station Police Department. We chat with them on Fridays here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.